There's no better place to see every kind of energy industry in the state than along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Going west to east, you'll pass coal piles, windmills, cooling towers, solar panels, and refineries, each telling a vivid tale of energy in Pennsylvania, its past, its present, and a future that might be shaped by new federal rules on climate change. So grab an easy pass and join State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick as she begins our Turnpike trip with a look at coal.
Looking out the car window near mile marker 117 in Somerset County, you can see a massive pile of waste coal. It's refuse from an active deep mine nearby. It's also an example of how important coal mining is to many communities across the state. I'm 1,000 feet underground in a different part of southwestern Pennsylvania, close to the West Virginia border in Greene County. It's dark and noisy. Workers at this longwall mine are monitoring equipment that's shaving off massive chunks of coal.
This is the main seam of coal here. You see the rock binder?
Dan Rose is the longwall superintendent here at Alpha Natural Resources Cumberland Mine.
From there down is the main bench of coal. Above that is the wild coal.
And this is the Pittsburgh seam?
Yes.
Although the coal industry has gotten cleaner, it's still dirty. Coal-fired power plants are America's largest single source of greenhouse gases. The industry that powered an industrial revolution remains haunted by its messy legacy. Piles of waste coal, streams running orange with acid mine drainage, and air filled with pollution. But even now, well into the 21st century, Pennsylvanians rely heavily on coal. It supplies 40% of the state's electricity, and coal still employs about 8,000 miners in the state. I asked Dan Rose how he explains his job to people unfamiliar with the industry.
I just tell him, give a few years and see what your electric bill does. Go a little bit of time without coal and see what your electric bill does.
Coal's also embedded in the culture of southwestern Pennsylvania. Randy Patton has spent much of the past 30 years underground. He describes it like working in a basement with no windows.
Well, it's a tough life. I mean, I've been here since I basically got out of high school, and it's catching up, you know. But it's a good living, so we need coal.
But environmental advocates like Christina Simeone of Penn Future say it's time for a change. She describes our reliance on coal like a stock portfolio.
Maybe your financial advisor would tell you, if 50% of your money is in one investment, you might not be diversified enough.
The world scientists have been issuing dire warnings for years, urging people to shift away from fossil fuels such as coal or face the consequences of abrupt climate change. Governor Corbett doesn't believe the science around the issue is settled yet. Earlier this month, he and 14 other Republican governors from around the country sent a letter to the president questioning the legality of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rules to limit emissions from existing power plants. At a rally in Pittsburgh over the summer, Corbett called the federal rules a war on coal.
And that's what we're talking. We're talking about the production of coal. But it's much more than that. What is it? It's jobs. It's electricity. It's power.
Under the newly proposed EPA rules, Pennsylvania would have to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by about 32% over the next 15 years. But the Commonwealth gets to choose how to meet that target through pushing more efficiency or cleaner forms of energy. The EPA plans to finalize the rules by next year. Simeone says that won't mean the end of coal, just less of it.
It's no secret that coal is the dirtiest resource that we utilize. So it becomes a less competitive resource because we as a society, because of what science tells us, we value dirty resources less than we value cleaner resources.
But beyond the fight over climate change, the coal industry is facing other market-driven challenges. For one thing, demand for electricity never recovered from pre-recession levels. The other big issue is competition from natural gas. The boom in Marcellus shale drilling is leading power companies to shift away from coal to cleaner burning gas. The changes facing the coal industry are well understood at Alpha Natural Resources Cumberland Mine. It opened up in the mid-70s and employs 650 people. All of them know it will close someday. Over the past 3 years, the company has idled 60 mines and laid off about 4,000 workers. Mine Superintendent Jeff Everett has been here since he was 19 and now has a son who works underground.
When you know that you have a limited reserve resource and you know you're extracting coal, you also know you're working towards an end.
The end is coming soon for Alpha's nearby Emerald Mine, which employs 500 workers. Citing its reserves and poor market conditions, the company plans to close it sometime next year. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.